Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
How can a loving God send people to hell? How can a loving God? Have you ever heard anyone ask that question before? That's usually a defensive question that we get as Christians when someone is angry at God or angry at the church or wants to live a lifestyle contrary to God's word. That is part of their ammunition. So you need to be able to answer this question because you're going to get this over and over in your lifetime. So let me start by affirming that God is a loving God. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, he sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins," or the substitute for our sins. So here's the first thing I want to know, that even if you don't love God, God still loves you. Even if you reject God, God still loves you. Even if you have served God and walked away from God, one of the titles that God gives himself in the Bible is God the Divorcee. Did you know that was one of his titles? He gave that to himself. He said, "No, you walked away from me, but I never walked away from you. My heart is with you, even though you're," he said to Israel, you're committing adultery. You've walked away from me, but I've never walked away from you." So just the fact that you don't love God does not mean that God does not love you.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
So here is the short answer to that question, why does a loving God send people to hell? And the answer is that God doesn't send anyone to hell. That's the real answer. God doesn't send anyone to hell. Heaven and hell is a choice, except for Satan and demons. He sends them to hell. But God does not send any human to hell. We send ourselves to hell when we reject the love of God and the word of God. So heaven and hell is a choice that we make. God has given to each of us a free will, and the argument is not that God sends people to hell, but the argument is that hell is the tragic consequence of human activity who chooses to reject God. C.S. Lewis wrote this, famously wrote this, "There are two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, those to whom God says, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says in the end," excuse me, "there are two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says to them, 'Thy will be done.'" So it's according to what choice you're making with your life. Now, I'm going to explain this a little deeper. So this is not a simple answer, so I'm not going to give you a simple answer for a complex question. God has gone to great lengths to make sure that no one goes to hell. He has gone to huge lengths. So you need to understand this first of all. Sin is not you choosing Satan over God. Sin is you choosing yourself over God. That's what sin is. Sin is when you choose yourself. When you dilute sin to the smallest component, it ends up as selfishness. I want this. Satan got kicked out of heaven. I will exalt myself. I will do this. I will do this. It was all I. And so sin is not about you choosing Satan over yourself, over God. Sin is about you choosing yourself over God. And that is when we are sin. That's what temptation is all about. Temptation, Satan knows that you will choose yourself if you get the chance. So he tempts you with things that he knows that you like, because he knows that you would choose yourself over God, and that is why he tempts us. 1 Peter 3 and 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So you need to understand this. God never made hell for mankind. Anyone who goes there is going there as an intruder, because God did not make hell for mankind. God made hell for Satan and his angels.
If you're enjoying the Bible Explained, follow the podcast and leave a quick review. It helps us get these teachings in front of more people who need them. If you would like to partner with us in ministry, go to briancutshaw.com and sign up today.